Well, Andrew McDonald joins us now, the coach of the Melbourne Renegades. Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, James.
Now, have you ever seen anything like what happened to Peter Neville the other night with that bat flying through the air and crack?
No, absolutely extraordinary. I mean, I've seen the odd bat fly through the air and sort of end up in the square leg region, but to turn full circle and obviously head in the direction of the keeper was really unfortunate for Pete, but an extraordinary set of circumstances. And to top that off, I mean, he got one on the head the other night at the SCG as well, but skidded quickly off the surface, so hasn't been his tournament by any means.
Do you know the full result yet as to the jaw situation?
No, not yet. He's being assessed again today in Sydney. The plan was always to go back to Sydney anyway, so he was going back there in between games. That's where he lives, obviously, so assessed by his medical team up there from New South Wales, and we're hoping to have some sort of result today.
The big question, Andrew, is who replaces him? If he doesn't play, of course.
Yeah, of course. Assuming that he's ruled out. We're working behind the scenes. Obviously, there's plenty of players in Australian cricket, but we need to find the right fit. It's a big game against the Heat at the Gabba, and we'll try to find the right person for that role to obviously contribute to win if Pete is officially ruled out.
Andrew, just mentioned a moment ago that you only need, like we saw last night, a couple of batsmen just be slightly off kilter, and all of a sudden your fortunes can turn around completely. Have you ever played in a series where there's so much pressure?
T20 is pressure, and that's the team that has the ability to cope with that or deal with that throughout the game usually is the team that finishes on top. Yeah. So it has been an extraordinary series. I think all the teams are quite level, and you find that in Australian cricket, even with Shield cricket and Matador Cup, there's so few teams that they're all pretty good on paper, and this tournament we've seen teams play somewhere near their best, and the games have been seriously entertaining, and we've probably been the best entertainers so far. We've tend to play in the close ones this year, so it's a great spectacle for fans.
And you broke that 3-match losing streak the other day against Adelaide. I mean, what was the key to turning that around, Andrew? Because after a good start to the campaign, it really started to get the wobbles there.
Yeah, we had some catches, sensational. Cameron White was the thing. Just starting to put the sort of finishing touches on to close out games. And look, we've still got plenty of improvement. Obviously, if we can win the next game and sneak in, then we'll be hitting the finals in form. So, long way to go. A few results of a twist and turn, which they usually do at this time of the year. And, if we can put it in our own hands and we win the next game and then see what happens after that.
Now, you're just lurking there at the moment, aren't you? This is so important, this game on Friday night.
Yeah, we are. It's probably a good word, lurking. We're in fifth at the moment. We're sort of one game out. We're waiting for someone to slip up. Obviously, we've got to beat the Heat as well. They had a good win last night against the Stars. They're starting to return to some form as well. And, as you said earlier, the competition's so even that, we're going to have to be on our game and obviously pick the right people to get the job done at the Gabba on Friday night.
You look at the other games sort of floating around you, there is a chance that there could be an upset. Well, as you say, there have been some upsets. If they work in your favour, it's going to look good for you too.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things. Net run rate, it's going to pretty much come down to net run rate, I feel, which is usually the case. 4 wins and net run rate. We sort of knew that at the start of the tournament that would probably be the case. We put ourselves in this situation. So, look, if the Sixers happen to be beaten by the Stars in the last round, they've got the worst net run rate. So that's a result that could help everyone out. And there's also the Scorchers need to obviously beat the Hurricanes to ensure that they're in the finals as well. So there's plenty of moving parts. As I said, we've just got to do the thing that we need to do, which is win the game, and that's not a given. So we'll be focusing on that, and whatever happens outside of that, then happens.
Well, Brisbane should get Brendan McCullum back as well for this game on Friday night. I mean, as a coach, it can never be comfortable sitting there on the sideline or on the boundary and seeing Brendan McCullum at the crease. What sort of plans do you have for a batsman like that? I know you probably don't want to give them away, but, I mean, what is basically and generally the key to containing someone like that?
Oh, you need a little bit of luck, because if it's their night, it's their night, and they can take the game away pretty quickly. But we'll plan and prepare, and every bowler will have their own individual plan. Obviously, coming up against Brendan, a fantastic player. And they're very difficult to plan for, guys like that, because they do put extreme pressure on the bowlers. It's about keeping your nerve and committing to a plan. And obviously, if he's too good on the night, then that can happen in T20. And we saw that the other night with Ben McDermott against us at Etihad. I mean, if it's someone's night, they can really take the game away from you. But now we feel as though we've got some match winners in our lineup, so we feel as though that their bowling unit might be a little bit uncomfortable if they come up against ours. So it should be a good spectacle.
Well, Andrew, we wish you all the best, and we hope all's good for Peter Neville too. That's just one of those unfortunate things, a freak of nature almost, and let's hope he's okay.
Yeah, yeah, we all hope he's okay, and yeah, look forward to some positive results later today.
All right, good luck. It's a ripper series, isn't it? This has always been the renaissance of Australian cricket as far as the spectators been, hasn't it? The Big Bash?
Yeah. It has been the spectacle and the fans are turning up. I think it's a sellout again at the Gabba, you know, for the last game of the series. And, you know, it was 41,000 people at the MCG last night with the tennis on across the road as well. So, look, it's great for cricket. And the surprising factor for me is the amount of kids that are turning up. Not a surprising factor, the great factor about the Big Bash is that, you know, the kids are almost dragging their parents along to the game. So it bodes well for cricket in the future. And hopefully these kids continue to play the game that we all love.
Terrific. Good on you, Andrew. All the best. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Andrew McDonald there, coach of the Renegades. Great to catch up with him.